So we're going to move into Laura Fine, and I want to introduce you to Laura because of her work is so profound. And we're going to move into, more in your realm, the energy piece of it. And we overlook this a lot. We're always looking for a biochemistry thing. We're looking for a physical structural thing. Well, what about these energetic blocks that get trapped in the body from early childhood experiences and from other experiences throughout life? So she's going to talk about change your perception to change your gene expression. This is so critical, such a critical part of the work we do with people is changing this to change their body. So many people are married to their diseases. You said it. You're married to your disease over there. We got to get you divorced. My hypothyroidism, my Hashimoto's, my lupus. It ain't yours. It's not yours. Because if you perceive it as yours, you're not going to want to get rid of it, right? That's a languaging that you can teach people and that you can do for yourself because we all do it. Oh, I can't do that because of my arthritis. Oh, and when are you going to give up your arthritis? It's mine. It's mine. It's mine, right? So she's going to talk to you about how to change your perception and how to do in gene expression. And I love Laura. I love her work. I love her personally. She's an amazing person. But we've also, I love her enough that we've brought her into INE to do a whole segment we do. It's called Transpersonal Energy Healing that she teaches. And who here is in that? A bunch of us are in that, that we're having amazing stuff, which changes the way we work with our patients and clients, which really shifts that. A lot of people go to coaching schools, right? You go to coaching to learn how to communicate. She teaches this in such a way that's way beyond what you're going to learn in a coaching school on how to ask the right questions from a very different level. So without further ado, Laura Fine. I got that
Wow, what an introduction. Thank you, Rita Marie. It's such an honor to be on this stage with you and to be invited by you. And you know, you are so open to all this cutting edge weird work that we do in this field of transpersonal energy healing because it works, and I'm so grateful to you for that and for what you're bringing to all these amazing people out here and all of you who are drawn to coming to this sort of kind of work. So thank you. Okay, great, thank you. So hi. Such an honor to be here. Thank you. I want to just tell you a little bit about myself first. I have been doing this work of transpersonal energy healing therapy for over 30 years. I work, I find myself working with a lot of people who are coming for, because they have trauma or life-threatening illness. And I find that I end up working a lot with being the coach to the coaches and the healer to the healers and the therapist to the therapists. I have a background of having a master's in marriage and family therapy and a master's in theater arts. So I get to combine those two things together to kind of bring all those aspects together to make it really fun to learn this stuff. I also wanted to share with you that I always forget to tell this part, so today I'm telling this part, that I came through my own life-threatening illness. I've been a holistic health practitioner all my life, all my adult life practically, and lived a very healthy lifestyle. Didn't smoke, don't drink, vegetarian, exercise and that, all that, meditator, all that stuff. And then go figure, about 18 years ago, when I was 45, I got heart failure. I got congestive heart failure. No known reason. I went to my doctor. I was having trouble breathing. I thought maybe I had asthma. And he said, well, go get a chest x-ray. Now, you guys will appreciate this. I'd said, what? A chest x-ray and get zapped with all that radiation? No, no, no. Right. So it wasn't until I could barely walk 30 feet that I finally went and got a diagnosis and was diagnosed with heart failure. And I said, well, let me look up my positive affirmations in my Louise Hay book and find out how to heal that, right? And it didn't work like that. So I became a grateful heart transplant recipient in 2001. And I've lived an amazingly, continue to live an amazingly healthy lifestyle. They never found out the cause. But it gave me one of the most incredible challenges in my life and also one of the most spiritual, you know, awakening aspects of my life. It really affected the way I work with people. So now I'm a great believer in complementary medicine, the bridging of both worlds, where I was completely rejecting of Western medicine before that. Now my life is dependent on those wonderful pharmacology, you know, drugs that I have to take every day. But because of this work of Dr. Rita Marie and all, you know, all of these other holistic practices, I've really taken my understanding of health a whole nother level. So that's a little bit about me. I want to ask all of you, who here is practicing as a professional in the medical field in some capacity or another? I'd just love to see a show of hands, okay. And how many of you are here for your own health purposes, your own, okay, great, wow, lots of you. Okay, good for you. In the next 30 minutes, I want to give you an experience of transpersonal energy healing so that you can understand, at least get a taste of or an introduction to how potentially beneficial it can be for you and for your clients. So what is that stuff, transpersonal energy healing? What does that even mean, right? So it's such a confusing term. So I want to explain it in a sort of an interesting way. I want to talk about what I call the three realms of existence, for want of a better word for now. But let's say, for example, you take a hammer and you slam that hammer down on a table, and you have a certain amount of power that happens when you hit that table, that hammer on the table. But then if you want to get more power, you go to a subtler level of physical reality, of material physical reality, and you take electromagnetic or electrochemical, and you go to a gunpowder. Right, and now you have a quantum level more power that's asserted than a hammer on a table when you shoot off a gun. Now let's go to an even deeper, subtler level of material reality, of existence, of nature, of the laws of nature, and we go to the atomic or nuclear level. And you throw off an atomic bomb, hugely more impact, hugely more powerful, hugely greater results, right? So when we're working with the layers of consciousness, of the conscious mind, the same law holds true that the subtler we go, the more powerful the result. And this is why so often positive affirmations alone just don't do it. They don't get to those subtler, deeper layers of existence, of where the root cause of illness happens. And it happens because of energetic frequencies. There are 14 layers to the mind. There's the first two layers only are the conscious mind. And then the layers 3 through 6 are the subconscious mind. And 7 through 14 are what are called the fully unconscious mind. So we want to use energy healing as a vehicle to take us to the deepest layers of the most powerful layers of sensate subtle energy to create the biggest possible healing transformation. We're not interested in throwing off nuclear bombs. We are interested in reconfiguring the energetics that created that illness in the first place. Sound good? So we're going to get to taste that today. So let's say a client comes to you and they have the they have the gene for breast cancer. And so you give them all the right supplements and you give them all the right protocol and you give them all, and they do it. They do everything that you tell them to do, but they're still overcome by fear and worry that they're gonna still express that gene outcome. And no matter what you tell them, even the right mindset, and they meditate and they do everything right, and they're just not getting there, right? Because they're not getting to the deeper layers of the energetics, the energetic consciousness that is still playing out in the subconscious mind. So that's what transpersonal energy healing provides, a bridge between the conscious and the subconscious. And how do we get there? Well, I have learned a few really good tricks over the years that I'm gonna share with you today. There's a few other things that happen. Sometimes that person's going to think, well, I've got this genetic heredity, so forget it. I'm doomed anyway. Might as well not try. We're going to change all of that. So, where am I with the slides? I've completely forgot about my slides. I got so into talking to you, okay, and we're at the wrong slide. Let's see if I can where am I? How do I get to my first? Okay, I guess we're good here. So the human body is a conductor of electricity. And electromagnetic fields turn on and off cell function. Electromagnetic and our energy field interconnects and affects and is affected by our environment. All of this you guys have already been kind of talked through, I think, over the weekend anyway. And when two conductive objects touch, there's an instantaneous transfer of charge. So let's see. What do I want to go to here? Okay, so how the brain-mind connection works. The environment and the chemicals we produce in response to our environment create experiential sensations. And we form beliefs and thoughts about the world based on those sensations. And these perceptions are transferred into the brain and then the layers of the mind. And 95%, Bruce Lipton says anyway, 95% of our consciousness is expressed in subconscious behavior. So what does that mean? So let's say you go to the office on Monday and your boss tells you to do this project and you do this project, and then your coworker comes in and changes something about what you did, and you know that what they did is wrong. But your boss thinks that what they did is right, and so you're quiet about it. You don't say anything because you figure, well, they'll figure it out because you know it's right. And the next day, the boss comes in and says, you know what, you were right, your coworker was wrong. And your coworker's kind of pouting around the office, and you're just like, okay, it's all right, I'm going to professional, I'm not going to say anything, I'm just going to keep it to myself. But you go home that night, you have a headache. And you figure, why do I have a headache? You know, maybe I need to change my glasses. You know, like, what's going on with my headache? So the next day you come in and the coworker comes up and apologizes kind of begrudgingly and says, oh, sorry about that. You know, I know it was my mistake after all. Then Friday night, you're driving home and somebody cuts you off on the freeway and you go into utter road rage, just hysterical road rage. You're screaming at him, you're cursing at him, then you walk into your house and you yell at your kids. And it's like, you know, oh, gee, I shouldn't have done that. Why did I do that? Right? This is our subconscious mind reacting to, not even knowing consciously that, wow, all this energy that I pent up, that I stored up from what happened at the office has to find a way out. And I did it in a really unconscious way that hurt a lot of people that I love and care about around me, including myself. So how does this translate to healing? Well, let me give you an example. I want to tell you the story about an old client of mine from many years ago. His name was Cliff, and that's a made-up name. His name was Cliff. We'll call him Cliff. And Cliff was Asian American. Mother was Asian, father was American, and he came because he had trouble feeling his feelings. He really wanted to be able to feel his feelings. He wanted to be in a relationship. And he felt very disconnected from his feelings. He also had asthma, and he had lots of stomach and digestive problems and issues. So I said to him, tell me about, his mother also had asthma. So he had inherited his asthma and he didn't want to be like his mother. And I said, well, you know, tell me about, do you want to feel more of your feelings? So tell me, how are you at feeling your feelings? So when's the last time you cried? I can't remember. Well, what do you mean you can't remember? I can't remember. I said, well, did you cry when you were a kid? Well, yeah. Well, tell me what happened when you cried. So he tells me this story, and while he's telling me this story, and he says, oh, and I've been to like all these therapists, nobody's ever been able to help me with this. So he tells me that too. It's a nice little setup there. So I thought, okay, good, the pressure's on, right? So he's telling me this story, and as he's telling this very sad story, and his body starts to convulse, he starts to spasm. And I said, Cliff, look at what your body's doing, what's going on? He said, I don't know. He said, this is what happens to me. This is what happens to me every time I talk about something bad. I said, my body does this. And he reached over and he took his hand and I said, Cliff, this is your body crying. Your body's crying. This is how your body cries. And the floodgates opened. He'd never been seen before like that. He'd never been touched before like that. He'd never been acknowledged before like that. And everything opened up. So there was a sensation, right? There's sensation that gets locked up and stored up. And emotions become a gateway to deeper sensations. They're just a gateway, but they are the start of getting us there. That's why therapy, sometimes we'll spend a lot of years in therapy and we still won't get past certain of our patterns because it's not going to those deeper levels of sensation. Okay, so let's try something out now. You ready? A game? Okay, put your stuff down. And I want you to, everybody stand up. You can just stand up right where you are. Just stand up, put your stuff on the floor. And I want you to get a partner, somebody that you do not know. So do this really fast because I don't have a lot of time. I want to tell you a lot of stuff. So get a partner you do not know. Okay. And I'm going to really challenge you now and ask you to do this in silence. That's the hardest part, right? Do this in silence. Can you do this in silence? Okay, everybody's got a partner. If you don't have a partner, raise your hand so that somebody can find you. Okay, good. So now decide who's A and who's B. Just decide who's A, who's B, real quick. Okay. So face your partner. Stay facing your partner, but A, you're going to sit down. You're going to sit down, and you're going to still be facing your partner. So get yourselves configured where you can do that. Okay, so A is sitting down, B is standing. If you're sitting down, I want you to hold out your hand like somebody's going to shake your hand. Hold out your hand like somebody's going to shake your hand. Now, the person standing, you're going to go ahead and shake their hand for about 10 seconds. The person sitting, close your eyes and just feel what it feels like to have this handshake. Feel the sensations in your body. Pay attention to what you're experiencing in your body. Just notice, are you breathing? What are you feeling? And try to tune into yourself, don't do an energy read on the other person. Just feel what's happening in your body. Okay, now keep your eyes closed, the one who's sitting. Keep your eyes closed. Go ahead and disconnect your handshake. The person standing, don't cheat people sitting down. Keep your eyes closed. Person standing, go stand in front of somebody new. So you're not going to know who's standing in front of you next. You're standing in front of somebody new. Person sitting down, hold your hand out. You're going to have a handshake now with somebody you don't know. Shake their hand for at least 10 seconds. And just notice what your body feels like now, feeling this person shaking your hand. Feel what your body feels like now with this person shaking your hand. How is it different? Just notice. Just notice. Now go ahead and stop. Keep your eyes closed if you're sitting down. Keep your eyes closed. Disconnect your hands. Go quickly, stand in front of one more person. You do not know who this person is. Don't cheat. Don't open your eyes. No cheating. Go ahead and put your hand out. There's some hands waiting for a partner. There's one over here, right here. Go ahead and shake this person's hand and just notice what this one feels like. And how is it different from the other two? In your body, what does it feel like? So go ahead and open your eyes now and do they look like what they felt like? Okay. Okay. Now, we're going to switch. So if you were standing, sit down. If you were standing, sit down. If you were sitting, stand up. We got to let the other group try it now. Close your eyes. Put your hand out. Shake hands. If you need a partner, raise your hand so somebody can find you. Shake, same thing. Shake your hand. Close your eyes. And just feel what it feels like. If it's the same person, it's okay. Go ahead and shake their hands for about 10 seconds. And just notice what that feels like in your body. And go ahead and disconnect. Open your eyes. Look at the person. Do they look like what they felt like? Okay, we're going to have to go on. I'd like to do more, but let's go ahead and have a seat. So, did you notice the difference? Yeah? Anybody surprised by what the person looked like, that their energy felt completely different from what you might have expected them to look like. Anybody have a surprise in that? A few people? Okay. All right, good. So let's go on. We are not victims of our heredity. That's the good news. We are not victims of our heredity. So there was a neuroscientist, Rebecca Todd, who found that the ADRA2B, I got to get that right because you guys will know, found that carriers of this gene showed greater attention to negative words. How many of you are super critical of yourself or others? I confess. Okay. That's a problem, right? That's a problem. So you have a great plan, or you've been given a great plan for your health and your healing, and you can't seem to implement it. It's not, whoops, what happened there? The ADRA2B gene. What's going on? Wait a minute, where am I? It's hopping around. The ADRA2B gene. The genes are reactors to the programming of the subconscious mind. Subconscious programming began in utero. Our mother's emotional hormones are transmitted into the blood, and stress hormones or feel-good hormones cross the placenta and influence our genetic environment and impact the development of the fetus. And that starts in utero, goes up through age 7, as somebody else pointed out earlier today, right? So especially up through age 7. So all of those things that happen to us in our childhood are imprinted in our energy system. And let's take a look at one more. So what's the price of that? Well, the price of that is high autonomic system arousal, fear and stress, elevated levels of cortisol, impaired immune response, survival thinking patterns, depression, self-sabotaging behavior, and like the person at the office that I gave you that example, a phony persona. I'm going to pretend everything's okay. I'm not even going to know myself that everything's not okay. And low self-esteem will be underneath that mask of, hey, I'm fine. I'm professional. I know what I'm doing. I know I'm right. Everything's okay. You know, they'll figure it out. But underneath that is this insecurity. I had a friend who, you know, I worked with for a lot of years. She used to walk in and she'd go, Laura, how you doing today? I'd go, fine. She'd go, no, you're not. She'd go, what's bothering you? I go, what are you talking about? No, I'm fine. 3 hours later, I'd go, you know what, you're right. Okay? So I was so happy. I had her to call me on myself. So much of us is disconnected from those deeper levels of conscious awareness in ourselves. So I'm going to tell you one more story about my another client I had. This is a great story about a young man who was in college. He was in high stress program, you know, really working very hard on his master's degree, and he would have migraines, and he grew up with migraines. He had migraines all the time, so he was under tremendous stress. So he came to me because he wanted some help with these migraines of his. And so when he's telling me about the migraines and about the stress he's under, he starts to get a migraine in my office. So as an energy healing therapist, I also do hands-on work. I could have at that moment put him on the table, and I thought, no, we got to get to the core sensation where this is coming from and in his system. So I said, stay with this and tell me about the sensation of the headache. Where is it? What's it like? How's it feel? Where's it going in your body? You know, describe it to me. So as we tracked the sensation of the migraine in his body, he started to double over. He wanted to get on the floor. He got on the floor. I said, let's just follow the energy. Where does it take? It's on the floor. I said, okay, what's happening now? And all of a sudden, he has this spontaneous memory of when he was 4 years old and his parents would be having screaming fights in the other room. And I said, when did you get your first migraine? So this is when he has this memory of he's under the table on the floor at his house and he couldn't block out the sound of them screaming. He was terrified. So this migraine came, And it did him this beautiful service of blocking out the screaming fight in the other room. So whenever then he was scared or nervous or under stress, he'd get a migraine. So all the tears came and then laughter came. He's like, oh, I can't believe it. He hardly ever gets headaches anymore. So that's where, right, that we're tracking the energy to those subtler layers of conscious awareness. Okay, so where do we want to go next? So there's a three, did I do that one? Yeah. The subconscious mind holds the charge, holds the memory of all life experiences in the body's tissues. So our roadway in is the tissue, the sensations in the tissue itself. That's our pathway in. The brain changes the mind, and the mind changes the brain. So when he had that spontaneous experience, when Cliff started to be able to cry, everything, all these neurological pathways started to reconfigure. So whatever that heredity, genetic, you know, proclivity is, that's not going to happen because the system is now reconfiguring for new outcomes, new potential outcomes. So the mind controls the genes, says Bruce Lipton. But what layer of the mind is what so many of us don't know. That's why so often positive affirmations are not enough. Certain kinds of therapies are not enough because we're not going to the deeper layers of the consciousness where the pathology is stored. Okay, so here's our three-step solution. We're going to do one more exercise, and we're going to do it fast so we have time. We have three steps, right? The first one is cultivate energy perception. This is our way out, right? Cultivate energy perception. Some of that you just did through just paying attention to the sensations of your body's tissue. Then we're going to integrate body-mind awareness, and we're going to create a healing environment. So how do we do that? We do that by, where am I? Okay, we're going to cultivate energy perception by walking toward seemingly uncomfortable sensations because they contain your life force. All those things we don't want to feel, that's what we got to go feel. We got to walk toward the fear. We got to walk toward the headache. We've got to walk toward the stomach, the knots in our stomach. We've got to walk toward the sensations and explore them, invite them in, because they contain your life force. So what happened is we have to integrate, how do we do that? By integrating body-mind awareness, by bridging the gap between the conscious and the subconscious mind. And how do we do that? By looking at the unacceptable, what's unacceptable in your experience, the things that you're rejecting or throwing away. So what were some of the unacceptable emotions in your environment growing up? This is our pathway in. So like for me in my household, it was like affection. We don't demonstrate affection in our household. For some of us, it's anger, right? You're not allowed to get angry. Your parents are allowed to get angry, but you're not. The kids are not allowed to get angry, right? Or maybe even the parents aren't allowed to get. Everything is fine, you know. So what? Just holler out some of the unacceptable emotions in your household. Yeah.
Children are to be seen and not heard.
Children are to be seen and not heard. Good. What else?
Crying.
Crying. Yeah. What else? What?
Being excited.
Yeah. Not allowed. Being excited. Okay. So you get the idea, everybody. Now think of one for yourself. Think of what was unacceptable in your household growing up or now. What's unacceptable? What are you not allowed to have right now?
Joy.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I remember I called a friend of mine and I were talking the other day. She said, how are you doing today? I'm doing okay. Oh, you're allowed to express joy today, Laura? Is that all you can say? It's like, oh, I'm doing okay. Yeah, so I'm still working on permission to express joy, right? So pick one for yourself right now. Pick one emotion that was for you unacceptable. And I want you to put your stuff down, put your pads, your papers down, your laptops down, your pens down. And I want you to, you're going to imagine you've got two pieces of imaginary chalk, one in each hand, big fat pieces of chalk, and a big old canvas paper in front of you. And you're going to scribble in a minute, you're going to scribble on that canvas. So close your eyes now. And I want you just to think about that unacceptable feeling. And take that unacceptable feeling, and I want you to draw fast, for about 30 seconds, fast on that canvas, draw the feeling of that on the paper. Put your hands in front of you and do it. Just let your hands move. Let your hands move. I know you're going to feel like maybe you look ridiculous. Go ahead, look ridiculous. I'm the only one looking at you. And I won't tell anybody. Fast, both hands, one in each hand. Draw. Let your hands move fast. Now, keep drawing. And when I say stop, you're going to stop. Not yet. When I say stop, you're going to put your hands on a place in your body where you're holding that feeling in your body's tissues. Stop and drop the chalk and put your hands there. Even if it makes no sense, put your hands there on your body. Now feel into your body's tissues where your hands are touching. And I want you just to stroke your body right there lightly with your fingertips, right where you're touching, breathe. And I want you to tell that tissue silently or whisper it, it's okay to feel this. It's okay to feel this. Let your fingertips touch it, stroke it. The issue is in your tissue. Let your tissue know it's safe now. That circumstance doesn't exist any longer. It's safe to feel this. And breathe. It's safe to feel this. It's okay to feel this. So go ahead and relax your hands and open your eyes. So we're going to get in relationship with our uncomfortable sensations, not rid of, because they store our life force. So many people come and they say, I just want to be rid of these headaches. No, let's get in relationship with them. Let's get to know the life force behind them. That's what we're really doing with this work. So transpersonalenergyhealing.com is the branch of the INE website where you can learn more about this work that we're teaching practitioners to do so that you can incorporate it into your work with clients. You got a little taste of how it can work. And even these two little exercises, simple things that we did today, you can do with your own clients. And I would encourage you to start doing this with your own clients. So take them deep into themselves. This is where real transformational work can happen very, very, very quickly. So thank you all for your time and attention. Thank you, Rita Marie, for having me. And I hope, and I'm available for questions on the break or on lunch if you have it. And I hope to see you all again. Thank you. Thank you.